Hello there. Welcome to another week of Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. Hey, welcome to another month. Today is the first program for the month of October. Thank you for tuning in. Wow, October. Unbelievable. Today is October the 2nd. And for the next 5 minutes or so, we're going to look at our guardian angels. Today is the memorial of the guardian angels. And I don't know about you, but I find sometimes it hard to appreciate angels. Do you struggle with that? I mean, it's not, I don't know if it's because they are portrayed in an unrealistic sense in the movies and on TV, but I don't know if it's that they're invisible and their message, their mission is a little bit mysterious. I don't know what it is, but sometimes I struggle with this idea of angels. We're going to look at the gospel from today's Daily Mass. And this gospel was chosen specifically for this memorial of the guardian angels. And essentially, what you and I think, need to remember is that when we were conceived, God provided us with a guardian angel. And, you know, it's, again, your mind can be kind of messed up by looking at the portrayal of the old, in the cartoons or old movies we watched about the angels sitting on your shoulder, whispering in your ear, telling you to do the right thing. And that's a very simplistic and unrealistic, I think, portrayal of our guardian angels and what they do. But I think it's important for us to recognize the church teaching that we do have a guardian angel. And our guardian angel is not just concerned with our physical safety, but our spiritual safety as well, more importantly, with our spiritual safety. Our guardian angel is assigned to us to help us to get to heaven. And if you don't have a relationship with your guardian angel, I think today might be a good day to start and just talk to your guardian angel. You know, just ask for the help and ask your guardian angel to protect you throughout the day. There's a lot of dangers in the world. They're not all material or physical. So many spiritual dangers, temptations or dangers are all around us. It's very easy for us to get off the right road and end up in a bad place. So let's be thankful for our guardian angels today. Let's try to be grateful for the gift of our guardian angels and recognize that whether we see them or not, whether we feel them or not, whether we understand them or not, according to the church teaching, they're real. And they can help us. Let's look at this gospel, and you're going to see the connection in the gospel. It's from Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 through 5. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child over, placed it in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me." And what Jesus is doing here is praising simplicity. He's praising childlike trust. You know, the idea here that he's applauding is children trust. They put their trust in those whom they feel are taking care of them and loving them. You know, like when you were a child, hopefully you trusted your parents to provide for your needs, to lead you down the right path. This gospel ends. Let me just read the ending of this gospel. And Jesus says, "See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father." So there's that reference to the guardian angels that each one of us have. In order for you and I to appreciate the value of our guardian angel, we need to get a little simplistic. We need to become a little childlike because as adults, right, sometimes it can be easy to say, "Well, that's dumb. I'm too smart to believe in that angel stuff." Well, on this day, I pray that all of us, with the help of the Holy Spirit, can better appreciate the work done by our guardian angels and maybe turn to our guardian angels today and say thank you. And also thank our Heavenly Father for giving us these protectors. Have a great day, and I look forward to joining you next time. Bye-bye.